It was 2 years in the making, but it seems Senator Lisa Murkowski's energy bill is now dead. Yesterday, the office of House Speaker Paul Ryan announced there was no time left to pass the energy bill, according to the publication The Hill. Murkowski took to the Senate floor today to say there is time, but House leaders don't want to reach an agreement. Murkowski says months of negotiations over the sprawling bill were nearly successful, with just two easily resolved issues still in dispute.
We were really on the right track until just a couple weeks ago, when it became pretty apparent that the House was just done. The House was done. And they stopped negotiating in good faith.
Murkowski says House leaders should reconsider because the package includes the priorities of dozens of House members. But the bill isn't all House Republicans want it to be, and after the election, desire for compromise left the building, at least on the House side. Murkowski's bill was crafted with help from Democrats on the Senate Energy Committee, which she chairs. It had support for renewable energy as well as research and faster permitting for LNG exports. The bill passed the Senate in April with little opposition. The House version of the bill is more partisan and drew veto threats from the Obama White House. Alaska Congressman Don Young, who sits on the negotiating committee, says some House leaders wanted the bill to fail so they could start anew next year. He says he agrees with Murkowski. Young says he argued with House colleagues that they should pass the energy package this year and also try for a bill next year that includes more Republican priorities like opening the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil development. Young likened it to seeing two peaches on a tree, one low and a better one out of reach.
So you take the little peach, eat that peach, and then go get the ladder and pick the big peach. That's what I'd like to see done.
House leaders say they've taken their last vote for this Congress. The Senate is planning to meet over the weekend to pass a spending bill to keep the government operating.